Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
What do you do when a guy pulls away or ghosts or goes cold on you in order to stay high value and attractive and the awesome you that you actually are? What you do when a guy pulls away can actually determine everything between you moving forward. So hello, my name is Matthew Coast and welcome to my channel. If you're new here, please hit the subscribe button to make sure that you get awesome videos that we have. So today I'm going to be talking about how to stay high value, even if a guy doesn't call or text or any of that kind of stuff, and what to do if you're just like, oh, I got to reach out. I have to reach out, right? How do you do that in the most attractive way and in a way that actually determines that can actually tell you what's going on with a guy in that moment? So whether you're single and you're just dating a guy or you're actually in a relationship with a guy, here's what you want to do. Here are the five steps. Number one is you want to shift your focus. So remember, what you focus on, you feel, and what you feel, you receive. And so if you're focusing on everything that's going wrong, right? Men do this, and what's wrong with men? Or, you know, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't he love me? Why can't he be with me? Why can't he see how amazing I am? Or, you know, why he isn't contacting you? Or, you know, you're questioning everything. Is it something I did? Is it, you know, is it this? Is it that? Am I not good enough for him? Does he not care about me? Right? All that kind of stuff. You don't want to do that, because if you focus on that, that's what you're going to feel. You're going to feel bitter and resentful and angry and like you're not enough and all depressed, right? All that kind of stuff. And you'll end up attracting more of that into your life. Instead, what you want to do is take your focus off of him and what he's doing and what it means and all that kind of stuff, and put it on yourself and your life and building something else, because you'll feel a lot better that way. You'll end up being a lot happier and you'll end up attracting better things into your life. And that's a much better place to be. So number two thing that you want to do is remember the Queen's Mantra. If you're not familiar with the Queen's Mantra, if you're ever having a hard time or you're questioning yourself, you're questioning your own value, you're questioning dating and love and relationships and all that kind of stuff, just stop that. One of the easiest ways to kind of shift things is to change your thoughts. And one of the ways that you can do that is with something that we call the Queen's Mantra. And the Queen's Mantra goes like this. You say, I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be cherished. I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be cherished. I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be cherished. Remember, you always say it three times. Anytime you start questioning yourself, anytime you're feeling down, you can immediately switch things over with the Queen's Mantra. So always remember that. Always remember to build yourself up. Always to remember your value and who you are and what you're worth and what you deserve in your life, because you do deserve something amazing. You do deserve something great. You do deserve a guy who's not going to make you question yourself, not going to make you question your own value, not going to make you question whether you even want to date and be in a relationship again. I was talking to a woman in our community earlier today, and she was talking about love and how painful love is. And it's not love that's painful. It's unhealthy attachments. It's unhealthy expectations. It's unhealthy ways of connecting with yourself and interacting with men that's really unhealthy and hurts you and is painful. And so you want to switch that over and start connecting with yourself in a powerful, healthy way. Start connecting with men in a powerful, healthy way, and start looking at yourself and your life in terms of realizing your own value and believing in your own value. All right, so number three is let him come back to you at his own time, at his own pace. So treat him like you would a cat, right? You don't want to just run after him, because if you're running after him like you run after a cat, I don't know if you've ever run after a cat before. I have. I've run after some cats before in my life. And whenever you start running after a cat, this is what happens. The cat looks over at you, right, to see, like, is this person for real right now? Is this guy really about to start running after me? And you, like, you're running, and he, like, looks up, and he's like, oh my God, he starts realizing it. And then he goes, boom, and he just starts running away, right? And then you don't ever see him again, or you don't see him for a really long time. And that's kind of the way that you want to think about a guy who might pull away or do something like this. If you start running after him when he's pulling away and he's not there with you, or he's kind of gone cold or ghosted you or any of that kind of stuff, it's likely that he's just going to bolt. Instead, you want to let him come back to you. You don't always need to wait for a guy to message you first or contact you first. You can message a guy first. You can contact him. There's actual ratios that you want to look at, right? If a guy is all the time, he's always pushing things forward and he's moving towards you and he's doing all this stuff, you can start reaching out to him and doing other things as well. It's not a big deal. But if he's not doing those things, if he hasn't been doing those things, if you're the one doing all the work or whatever, then you don't want to start doing it more and more and more, right? Because that'll just get you in a really bad situation where you don't know that he's not really, because most guys, if you start pursuing them and chasing them, even if they don't really like you all that much, they'll let you do it, because most guys don't have that happen for them. And they are, a lot of times, will welcome the attention, the free physical intimacy, all the stuff that they're going to get from you without having to do any work. And so my suggestion is that you don't do that. Instead, let him come back to you. Let him, if he's gone cold or he's ghosted or whatever, just let him come back to you. Don't worry about it. Just relax, chill out, and let him come back at his own pace, just like a cat would. Number four is you want to build abundance. So if you're not in a committed relationship, you want to start dating other people, and you want to set it up so that you have an orbit of men around you. This is the best. You don't have to do this, but if you want to dramatically increase the likelihood that a guy is going to chase you, he's going to pursue you, he's going to want something real for you, with you, he's going to value you, if you want to lower your stress levels, if you want to relax and feel better about yourself because you have all these guys chasing you and all that kind of stuff, then you want to build an orbit of men who then are chasing you and going after you, and they only get to be with you if they're doing all the right things, if they're the ones pursuing you, if they're the ones showing that they're interested in you, if they're investing in you, if they're proving to you over time that they actually want to be with you and that they want something real with you. That's the best scenario for you to be in. Be less concerned with what he's doing or not doing right now. That's another reason why you want abundance, or let him prove that he's the right one. Make him take you off the dating market if he wants you. If you're in a committed relationship, though, here's what you want to do. Build an abundance of connections. So when we talk about abundance, we talk about abundance, and abundance can be in a lot of different things. But there's two main ways. One is abundance of options, and the other one is abundance of connection. Abundance of options is creating that orbit of men around you who are fighting and competing for your time, attention, and love. Abundance of connection is creating lots of connection around you so that this guy isn't the only place that you're getting your connection from. If you're in scarcity and he's the only place you're getting connection from, you're going to go back to him over, or you're going to feel like you need to go back to him over and over again, even if he's acting all crazy on you, because that's where you get your connection from. Instead, what you want to do is start connecting with yourself, just whatever ways you feel that you connect with yourself, connect with your femininity, get into the flow, just feel yourself, connect with yourself, do meditation, any kinds of guided meditations or closed eye visualizations or any of that kind of stuff, or just spend time with yourself, connect with your hobbies, get involved in things that you really love and that you really like, or connect with friends, animals, and nature. That way you're getting lots of connection, and getting connection from him is a bonus. It's not something that's necessary, because that's the only place that you're getting connection from. All right, so step number five, I actually have a bonus step for you after step number five. So, because I like to add as much value to your life as I possibly can. So number five is have compassion for yourself. So don't take what's happening personally. And I know that's really difficult to do. It's really easy to beat yourself up and get into a place of feeling like you're not good enough. This doesn't help you, it doesn't help him, and it doesn't help the situation you're in. One of the reasons to get into abundance is to get to a place where you're not beating yourself up, because you don't even notice, right? If you're dating a bunch of people and you're getting your connection from different places and you have all these options and stuff, you're far less likely to notice what's going on with this guy, this one guy, if he's not behaving properly, because you've got all these other things going on and you don't have time to deal with his nonsense and worry about him. Instead, you've got these other things and he's going to be like, oh, I miss her and I want to come back to her. And that's really what you want. It's more likely, like, what's going on with him when he pulls away or doesn't call or whatever's happening, more likely has something to do with him than it does having anything to do with you. It more likely has to do with his priorities and his values and, you know, something that's going on with him in his life than it has likely anything to do with you. So instead, what you want to do is you want to build yourself up. So start loving on yourself. Really focus on this idea of love. Make love a pursuit of yours. Make it something that you think about, something that you study, something that you learn about, right? And here, like, just to give you a quick shortcut on how to do this, let me tell you how to do it in a few different ways. Number one is you want to love on yourself. And one of the ways that you can do this really easily and quickly is to start thinking of times when you felt love. Just get a piece of paper or notebook or something and just start writing down times when you felt the feeling of love in your life. And the more that you do this, the more that you think about those times, the more that you kind of visualize them and get into them, the more that you will start feeling that love immediately. You can feel love like that anytime you want to. And one of the ways that you can do that is just getting into that emotion, thinking of times when you felt it in the past. A second way to do this is to start taking care of yourself. So ask yourself things like, what do I need right now? How can I make sure that I'm taking care of my body, my mind, my spirit, my emotions, the things that I need that are very essential to me living an amazing and bountiful and abundance-filled life? What do I need? What do I need to focus on? What do I need to make sure that I'm taking care of? Like, what have I been neglecting in my life that I can start focusing on, that I can take care of, where I'm taking care of myself? Do things that build your sense of self back up. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but you want to just get involved in hobbies that are like your hobbies, right? Like, they're things that you love, that you know that you love to do, that are things that make you feel alive inside, that build you up and solidify your sense of identity with who you are and who you're becoming and what you're creating in your life. It, like doing that, progress in something that you're loving, that you love. Like if you want to feel happy, if you want to feel better about your life, find things that you love, things that are worthy of your time, attention, and get progress in those. The more that you make progress in different things in your life, the happier you will feel. And then the last part of this is loving on other people around you. So if you want love, my suggestion is that you give love. So eventually, if you just give love and give love, if you build yourself up with love, right, you'll have more than enough love to give. And once you start giving love, that love will eventually come back to you, not necessarily in the same place, right? Sometimes people are like, well, I give love here, but it's not coming back to me from here. Well, it might end up coming back to you from over here or over there. Like if you are a loving person, if you come and you're loving and you're giving and you're adding value to the world and you're loving on people, it's going to be really difficult for people not to want to be around you, for men not to want to be around you and not look at you and see you as that amazing, valuable, special, awesome woman that you really are, who's deserving of having that amazing relationship that you want to have in your life, who deserves to have a man who absolutely cherishes you and treats you like the queen that you are. And then bonus step, I have a bonus step here because I love giving bonus steps, is number six is think about what it is that you want. So you can think about everything that's going wrong or everything that's right, right? So you can think about what's going wrong or what's going right. And what you think about will determine how you feel and the quality of your life. If your future, if you look at the future and you think about the future and the future is bright and it's beautiful and it's amazing and it's filled with love and you get into it and you can see it and you can imagine it and you can feel it, you're going to create that. You're going to attract that. You're going to bring more of that into your life. And so that is what you want to have. I'm getting excited about this. If your future is bright and beautiful, you won't have time to worry about the dark and dreary parts of the present moment. Imagine the relationship that you do want to have. Imagine him coming over and meeting you. Imagine how it'll feel you being together. Imagine what you want and you'll start attracting what it is that you want. And so next I'm going to tell you, if you want to check it, like, because I know some women, they're like, but Matt, he pulled away and I got to find out what's going on. I got to find out. Here's what you want to do. Okay. So you've determined that you absolutely want to reach out to him and check in with him. Here's what you should do. Here's how you should do it. Here's what you should say. So here's what you're going to do. So I want you to first realize, so there's something that I hear a lot and women are like, oh, don't reach out to him. Don't do it. You want to chase him, right? But sending one text message, initiating one time, doesn't mean that you're chasing somebody. It's not a big deal. You can send out, I mean, if you're not sure if you're ever going to hear from this guy again, you don't know what's going on. You know, you're kind of your anxieties spiking up, you're doing some of these things and you're still just like, I got to connect with him. Don't worry about just sending out one text message. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. Just don't worry about it. And so here's the two different scenarios and what you should do in both of them. So the first scenario is if you're in a committed relationship already. If he's kind of pulled away, he's not texting, he's not calling, he's kind of ghosting you, or, you know, you're not sure what's really going on with him right now, and you're in a committed relationship, just send him a text message and just have a normal conversation with him about what's been going on with him. Tell him that you've missed him not reaching out to you, and you should be able to just have a normal conversation. If you're in a real relationship with a guy, you don't need to kind of dance around things and, you know, try to like figure out what's going on and look for all the hints and clues and stuff. Just send him a message, right? And just ask him what's been going on. Just, you know, don't blame him. Don't make him wrong. Don't accuse him of anything. But come from a space of curiosity and love and wanting to know, you know, what's actually going on with him, and then just send him some text messages and just be like, hey, what's going on? You know, how have you been? You know, I've missed you reaching out to me, you know, like, I wanted to talk to you some more, and just talk to him, just find out what's been going on. You can have normal conversations. It's not a big deal, especially if you're in a committed relationship. Now, if you're not in a committed relationship, this is what you want to do instead. First thing that you want to do is you want to wait at least a week. Wait at least a week if he hasn't contacted you, if he hasn't messaged you, if any of that kind of stuff has happened. Wait at least a week and then do something that I call the interest test. And so this is what the interest test is. Send him a text just reaching out. So you don't want to send him anything crazy. You don't want to send like one of those dancing monkey text messages where you're like, doodly, doodly, you know, and you're like trying to spike his emotions and all that kind of stuff. Don't worry about doing any of that. This needs to be a very plain text message where you're just reaching out and you're just like, hey, you know, how's it going? How's your week going? You know, like what's going on? Like, hey, how are you? Any of those kinds of text messages are fine. Just regular old text message. Remember, this is called the interest test. And then here's what the test is. Does he pick up the conversation and start talking? Does he ask you out? Does he seem excited about talking to you? If not, I know it's really hard, but you're going to have to let him go. Not every guy that you talk to is going to be a match, no matter how much you like him or how much you saw a future with him or how much you thought that you got along really, really well. He may have not felt the same things. He might not have been ready for a relationship. He might have felt like you deserve something better. He might have saw something in you that he thought was red flags that, you know, maybe are things that you like or that are important to you or whatever, or maybe not. I mean, who knows? There could be a whole bunch of different things. Either way, what you want to do is you want to think of it as a blessing. So a lot of times what women do is if a guy pulls away or he's not really interested, they're like, they think there's something wrong with them and it's, oh, it's this horrible tragedy, you know? And instead, what you want to do is you want to look at it as a blessing that's opening up your life for something better and greater, for the man that's actually destined to be in your life, to come into your life, a man that wants to treat you, that values you, that looks at you like you are the amazing, beautiful woman that he's always wanted to have in his life. That's what you want. That's what's actually happening here. Is it's opening up a space for something better to come into your life, someone better to come into your life. And so I'm going to go over the six different steps again. And step number one is shift your focus. Step number two is remember the Queen's mantra and always say it three times. Number three is let him come to you on his own time. Remember, when a guy does this, think of him like a cat. Think of him like a cat. Let him come to you at his own time. Four, build abundance, either an abundance of options or abundance of connections, depending on whether you're in a relationship or whether you're just dating. Number five, have compassion for yourself. Start building love for yourself. Start creating love. Start generating love. Become a source of love, of your own source of love, and start giving that love to the world so that it comes back to you. Number six is think about what you want and focus on what it is that you want and creating what you want and attracting what it is that you want.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit the ForeverWomanFormula.com right now.